Let's go back to the morning of the 20th of November 2005, and we were called out to a navigational obstruction in Spithead, which turned out to be the body of a very large dead whale. It was in a position west of St Helens Fort, moving towards Sea View. Ride Rescue were launched by Southern Coast Guard and managed to take the whale in tow. That was an easy job in its own, trying to lasso a whale and tow it with an inflatable, but they did succeed. The Bembridge Coast Guard mobile was also dispatched with myself on board and another crew member. On arrival at Sea View, Dubber, we received a call from Ride Rescue, who asked where should they take the whale. Well, that was the first and only time in my life that I have ever been asked that question. What is the answer? I thought. After a minute or two's thought, I decided to beach the well on the eastern end of the beach of Putpool Park. Why, you may ask? Well, it seemed to me to be the best place. It was shallow, flat, sandy beach. Currently it was near high water at the time. Also, we can control the general public, who were bound to turn up and view. And most importantly, we could get heavy diggers and lorries onto the beach, as there was access nearby to the Sea View Dover Road. The operation to remove the carcass took about 3 days to cut up and load onto lorries and clean up the beach. And attracted, as we thought, many hundreds of sightseers. Quite what the attraction of a dead whale was, I don't know, but there was all sorts of pictures in the county press about it at the time.